Nachum Perek Gimel. Hai, Ir Damim. Woe to the city of blood. So now Nineveh is going to reach its doom, the final crescendo of all of the negative things that were going to happen to it. And Reb Mendel Hirsch says about this that it's not literally a city of blood in terms of open murder, but the political and social conditions which condemn the great majority of the people to social and economic death, lying and cheating in service of avarice for the purpose of illegal enrichment, is Nineveh's ruling principle. So it's interesting that a nation that has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, at this moment of its history and of its destiny, is being condemned strictly because of the terrible injustice and the way that they treat their poor. So I am not, as you can probably tell, generally a social justice warrior, progressive, liberal type, but there is something to be said for the value of worrying about the poorest people and the victims of greed, because this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy your civilization because of its complete self-centeredness and its lack of devotion to anything but enriching its own pockets. So woe to the city of blood, Kula, Kachash Perek Malea. It is all lies, Kachash, full of robbery. Lo Yamish Taref. The prey never gets away. The prey never departs from the city. They are killed and stripped there in the city. People constantly attack and destroy other nations. It's a country, Ashur, an empire, a city built on the riches seized from others. Beis Kol Shot V'Kol Ra'ash Ofan. The sound of the whip of the scourge, the sound of the noise of the wheels. Rattling wheels, the Art Scroll translates it. So you can always hear even the animals being abused and the wheels of the chariots bringing in bigger and bigger loads of spoils and loot and booty from other nations. V'sus doher, the galloping horses, umer kava mirakeda, and the abounding chariot. Interesting, mirakeda, almost like the chariot is dancing. Because the horses are galloping so fast, the chariots are being tossed about. They look like they're dancing on the street. If you drive absolutely wildly, you're going to fishtail all over the road. So in the city of Nineveh, it's as if the people are always getting ready for war to go and despoil somebody else. Other Mefarshim, Radak says this is the sounds of battle that are approaching Nineveh to destroy it. Parash Ma'aleh, the horseman, Poresh, the charioteer, the horseman, the rider, raises himself up, raises the blade of his sword. In equestrian, when riders get ready for a jump or a gallop, they often kind of straighten and lift themselves off the horse a little bit to distribute the weight better so that the horse can make its jump. So I think, you know, the Mefarshim don't talk about this, the English commentaries don't talk about this, but I think that might be part of it, is the position of the rider when he's getting ready. V'lahav cherev uverakhanis, the blade of the sword, the burnished spear, the polished spear. So you've got all of these metal blades that have light glittering on them. It's a kind of beautiful visual image being presented here. V'rov chalal v'choved poger, and the many slain, the heaps of corpses. So they would kill a lot of people. Greed, money, riches on a national level don't just come because they are good negotiators. They also come because they trample all over the bodies of the vanquished. The ein keitze lagavia, there is no end to the bodies. V'choshlu, it's written Yechoshlu, but it's pronounced V'choshlu b'gviyasam. And they will stumble over the bodies. There are so many dead bodies all over the place. They don't count them. Passersby stumble on the bodies of the dead, says Rashi. So it's a very vivid account of, on the one hand, what seems to be the glory of war And, you know, the Leni Riefenstahl movies during World War II of the great Nazi troops at Nuremberg. It's a very stirring and impressive sight to see that military might. But there's a price, and there's a moral and ethical price that a nation, a city, an empire pays for how it enriched itself. Dalad Meirov Zinune Zona, because of the many harlotries of the harlot, the whoring out, they seduced other kings to join them and become allies. Some people love Donald Trump, some people hate him, but the one thing he's good at is talking people over to his side, because money always talks and people listen when there's money to be made. Tovas chen ba'alas cheshafim. Charming, enchanting, using her magic, her feminine magic, her natural charm, a mistress of witchcraft, to ensorcel other people to want to be with this incredibly beautiful woman. Ha mocheres goyim biznuneha. She delivers, she sells nations through her harlotries. So the image of the rulers of the city as a prostitute, prostituting herself for money. Pretty hard to miss this metaphor. Umishpachos bichshafeha, and she sells families out with her enchantments. The lack of morals, Rav Mendel Hirsch says, prevailing in the leading circles, they are reproached for having neither respect for any law of justice nor humanity, and shamelessly fleecing subjugated nations to the last penny, only in order to satisfy their unbridled passions. So it's an empire built on immorality. It's an empire built on greed. Anybody who thinks that a prostitute is giving a man attention because she loves him and she genuinely feels emotion for him is missing the fact that what she's doing is trying to separate a fool from his money as quickly as she can. And that's what Ninveh specialized in. So they become a symbol of immorality in this way.